Good evening, everybody. Thank you very much for coming to the Cabinet meeting of Farnborough Council on this very warm, lovely evening. Just before we start, there's some housekeeping. This meeting will be recorded and sound recording subsequently made available via the Council website. In addition, under the Local Authorities Executive Arrangements, Meetings and Access to Information England Regulations 2012, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or sound recordings is not under the Council's control. We move on to item one, which is apologies. We have
Councillor Blackshaw.
Thank you very much. Item two, disclosure of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Do I see any interests to be declared? No. Thank you very much. Item three, which is leaders' announcements. I have no announcements to make. Item four is minutes of the previous meeting, which I have here, on which I've been circulated. Are we all happy with the minutes? All approved. Thank you very much. Which brings us to item five, which is questions under Capital Procedure 10.7. We have two questions, and the first question is from Councillor Hilary Bryan. Would you like to join us, Councillor Bryan?
Thank you very much. Good evening, everybody.
Thank you very much for coming. We have the question and the answers, so you can take that as read, or alternatively, you can read out your question. And you'll have 5 minutes after that to read your statement or supplementary question. Thank you.
Thank you, and I thank the lead member for the response to my question. I'm sure we all agree that more EV charging points are required, but there are obstacles. The programme on BBC Two on the 9th of August and repeated at 8 o'clock today highlighted a number of them. With regard to the ORCS scheme for Selby and Anstey, could the lead member confirm that this is fully funded, i.e. at no expense to the council, by the government? And could the lead member also confirm that the final connection to the national grid is still on schedule for the mid to end of August, and we are now nearly in the mid, so I'll be like that. I also note that Syston is scheduled to have 6 to 12 charging points by September 2024 as part of the LCC-led project as detailed in point 3 of the answers. And on these points, could the lead member advise what criteria was used to select the three sites and were all the sites assessed? Are there any further funding opportunities being looked into to extend the number of EV points in other council-owned car parks? I have noted that there are no council-owned car parks in Shepshed or Thamesden, so could I be advised as to whether conversations are being held with the Town Council to assist in getting funding to enable EV charging points to be delivered to their residents? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Councillor Bryan. The supplement question you could ask is just the one. I did make that clear. But what will happen now is that we'll take those on board, and you'll get a brief question, because I haven't all the answers for you today for all that, or the lead member hasn't. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll get that to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Which brings us on to the second question by Councillor Brent Seaton. If you'd like to join us, is that okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Seaton.
Thank you.
We can take your question as read, if that's okay, and the answer as well.
Excellent.
If you'd like to go on to your separate question or statement,
you
have 5 minutes.
Thank you very much, and I won't take that much time at all. And thank you for the response to the question and my perceived reluctance to enforce. The wording I used within my question was a quote from the chief executive after I contacted him out of sheer frustration that an enforcement case in my ward was still not resolved. I was assured in the response that a team will be set up to deal with the difficult to resolve cases, such as the one I put forward. That was an issue even before I became a councillor in 2007. I have noted the enforcement actions over the last 12 months. 8 of these appeared to be uninvolved cases, whilst the vast majority of were fixed penalty notices. I am therefore concerned that we appear to be very successful in pursuing the low-lying fruit whilst putting off the hard-to-reach fruit in the enforcement. I also note that in 22-23, 3,161 cases were referred, but referred to where, I'm not sure. Therefore, I would like to understand that part of the process. And I'm sure it'd be interesting to others as well. And this year, there's been a further 1,037 that have been put forward to enforcement action, making over 4,000 cases in 18 months. And that doesn't compute well to me, because only 60 of them had been cited. So therefore, I would ask if we could be updated on how many of those cases have made it through the enforcement enforcement procedures, and how many of them have been dropped. And I think, most of all, I'd just like to understand, obviously not all of them are being enforced, even though they've gone to enforcement. So I'd like to know why the being served with enforcement isn't going through. So I think I need more information on this.
Okay. Thank you very much, Councillor Zita.
Thank you.
My colleague, Councillor Hamilton, I think you spoke to him as well briefly on it. Here, just a few.
We had a brief conversation with Councillor Zita after the Scrutiny Commission about this topic. I agree there does feel to be perhaps a disconnect between Council's experience and what officers say. So there's something needs to be looked at here. So we'll certainly take away your comments and look at how we can be forward. So we don't know if there is how much there's a communication issue, how much that we need to understand what the processes are, and we'll just find a way of just addressing those issues. So we'll take it away and consider what we can do.
Can I come back and say something to him? No.
There isn't.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you, Councillor Seaton. Okay, we now move on to item 6, which is procurement of a void repairs contractor. And also we have a Scrutiny Commission report on this as well. So what I'm going to do is invite Councillor Seaton back to the table.
And I haven't got my papers with me, so I'm just spare a copy, please, on.
Thank you very much, Councillor Seaton. So, Scrutiny Commission have looked at this report, and you're here to present that discussion to us, and then members here will have the chance to question you on any points of clarity. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Thank you.
And you'll be pleased to know that my reply will be exactly as what's written down here, so I'm not going to reply. It's just that we, the Commission, looked at the papers and considered it carefully, asked questions on the report, and we'd like to approve the recommendations as set out.
Thank you very much, Councillor Seaton. And if you can thank the members of the Scrutiny Commission.
Thank you.
I know it's a new Scrutiny Commission and you're chairing that one, but thank you very much for the survey report, and we value their input. I just want to move now to Councillor Hamilton, who's the lead member for this area, to present the report. Thank you.
So I'll take it that you can take the report as read. So I'm just going to summarise some key points, which is, I mean, the rationale behind this is we know that there's been, over the years, a growth number of voids. There's been a headwind against dealing with voids for obvious reasons. To the point, and perhaps I've been correct in this, but I think if you do the maths, it's something like 1 out of 13 properties are perhaps void. It's 400 odd voids against over 5,000 properties, exactly 1 in 13, which is an unacceptably high number. The conclusion is that we will not be able to address the void issue with the current resource we have right now, hence the proposal to actually seek to increase the housing revenue annual budget by 500 to 858k And that really breaks down to about up to 700k for a contract to deal with these, and then additional 150k is to deal with the resource to manage that, make sure you can deliver against that. This will come from the Housing Revenue Account Finance Fund, which is currently, I believe, 16.7 million. So we'll take that out of the fund. But of course, as soon as the voids start getting filled, the money starts coming back. And of course, it's the right thing to do, because there is such a need for housing property. There's far too many that are sitting empty right now. So putting this strong focus on reducing the number of voids is absolutely the correct way forward, and we need this extra resource to ensure that that happens.
Thank you very much, Colin. We've got Peter Oliver, who's Director of Housing and Wellbeing with us. Peter, is there anything that you'd like to add to what Colin said on the report?
Thank you, Leader. Just just on the second recommendation, the minor type of error, which is on the fourth line. Second recommendation should read the effective management of the contract.
Good, thank you very much. Members, are there any questions that you'd like to ask to Colin or Peter on the report? Okay, thank you very much. Before we move to the vote, I just wanted to put some comments on, and we'll come to this situation because obviously our previous contractor, Jay Tomlinson, I believe, has filed for administration. I don't know if we've got official notification of that yet, but we are aware, so we've had to go and look for a new contractor, and that has increased the cost, unfortunately. But I think we've moved quite quickly to address the issue, but at the same time we've been able to put some capacity in to make sure the new contract's managed correctly and looked at as well. And it is unfortunate that actually we are losing contractors after a couple of years, but I think that's the nature of the industry we're in. We have asked officers and through Peter to look at the robustness of this new contractor. And I think you've done that, Peter, haven't you? You've had a look at their finances to make sure that they're able to deliver on the contract.
In respect of this particular, we've not been out to tender yet for this particular contract. In respect of the works that Jay Tomlinson were undertaking, which is slightly different to his major voids, the financial checks will be undertaken. We're currently pursuing a potential option as well.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you very much. So, Conor, back to yourself.
Well, just to summarise it for the record, that what we're actually doing is having two recommendations have been asked to approve. The first being that the Director of Housing and Wellbeing be authorised to commence a procurement exercise, identify a suitable framework, and subsequently award a contract for the delivery of void repairs and associated works for a period of up to 4 years. And then the second recommendation is that it be recommended to Council that the HRA revenue budgets be increased by 850.1k on an ongoing basis to fund the estimated costs of the works delivered through the voice repairs contract and the officer resource needed to support the effective management contract and where it appears currently.
Okay.
And the reasons are listed as to support the clearance of the backlog of voids to relet properties faster, as we've already discussed, and secondly to provide a sufficient budget to meet the estimated costs of works delivered through the void repairs contract and to provide an appropriate level of resource to support effective contract management and clearance of the backlog of voids and relet properties faster.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Councillor Hamilton. Do I have a seconder?
I'm happy to second.
Yes, thank you, Councillor.
May we also note the report of the Scrutiny Commission?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We note the report of the Scrutiny Commission as well. Thank you. I'm happy to second Councillor Gray. Yes, thank you very much. All in favour? Thank you very much. That's unanimous. Thank you very much. That concludes the meeting. Thank you very much for attending.